so much of our financial life, going digital has certainly proven to be a great convenience, but at the same time, it's brought about great risks if you don't keep your eye on things. Do you think you're tech-savvy enough that online thieves won't, you know, whack you? Well, guess what? There are cyber thieves using AI as a weapon out there that are more tech-savvy and work faster than you could watch out for. Information, awareness, that is definitely what you need to avoid an online financial disaster. And my next guest joins us to provide you with exactly that. He's a cybersecurity expert, Chief Security Officer at Coinbase, Jeff Lungelhofer. How are you today, Jeff?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me, Chris.
Learn more about Coinbase and get more information, coinbase.com/blog. I know we make jokes about this out of the past, but, you know, it used to be very blatant cyber attacks, you know, the infamous Nigerian Prince emails. But by and large, I think we became a lot more tech savvy and a lot of the attacks became crystal clear. How clandestine are these AI attacks?
Yeah, you nailed it, Chris. You know, AI, artificial intelligence, is supercharging scams beyond anything that we've seen in the past. So, like, those days of the generic, the obvious stuff with the grammar and the Nigerian prince, forget it. That's history. Now what we're seeing are very targeted, customized scams that are specifically targeting, like, Chris, you, like, your job, your interests, your background. And the really crazy thing is that with the tools that these scammers are using, the artificial intelligence, it doesn't take days to set up that scam. They can literally execute a scam like that with the click of a mouse button.
Yeah, I've used some of the AI software. I'm not going to say what or where I found it, but literally with 3 to 5 seconds of a voice, you could create a person that could hold a conversation, make a pitch, because that's something else that is a new attack is these are verbal attacks that are happening. These aren't text and messages or emails.
That's right. And then they feel, to your point, totally real, right? And it may be somebody that you personally know, their voice, or even, Chris, even forget the voice, it might be a video of that person and the voice on a WhatsApp or a Telegram or one of those video apps that you can, you know, that you can see the person. So, and what you're going to notice, though, the commonality between all of these scams is regardless of what they sound like, what they look like, there's going to be that sense of urgency that, Chris, you got to do it now, you got to do it now. And your best defense as the recipient of a scam like that is when you start to feel that pressure that, oh, they're now talking about money. They want me to send money. They want me to do something. Take a breath, slow down, hang up the phone, and verify before you act.
Typically, when there used to be phone scams, I always told people, if you don't recognize the number, don't answer, because even if you answer and hang up, that tells the scammer the number is active, it's worth something, they'll sell it to another scammer. Do we have an understanding how frequent these AI-driven scams come after you? Do they just come after you over and over and over again and attempt to break you, or do they just catch on, okay, this is a dead fish, and move on?
Oh, I would suspect that somewhere between 70 and 80% of Americans will be the target of a scam every single year. And I can tell you personally, Chris, my phone, personally, I have to block all unknown numbers on my phone because it will literally ring all day, every single day. And here's an important tip. If you do get on that phone, if you do answer, and it's a financial institution that's calling you, step one, hang up the phone. Immediately hang up the phone. Then what I want you to do is go to the website of that company directly. Don't search for it. Go directly to their website. Get in your browser, get the actual phone number, and you call them. Anytime anyone calls you asking for sensitive information, asking for money, your very best defense is hanging up that phone.
Is that the main thing these AI scammers are after, the money, or are they looking for access to your money, such as crypto or investment accounts or things like that?
Well, the end result is always the same, Chris, right? So if they're asking you for sensitive information, passwords, codes, things like that, they're only doing that for one reason. It's so they can get access to your hard-earned money. So generally speaking, money is always the goal when it comes to scams.
And it's not like the email scams where, depending on your browser, you could hold the cursor over a link, for example, and you'd see bankofamerica.com, but then you'd see a little pop-up window that would have this totally long, totally different usually based in a foreign country URL. So those days, you could kind of clue yourself in and learn as you go and protect yourself. What kind of defense is out there right now for these scams other than common sense? But then again, you're trying to have common sense against a scam that's trying to cause you to panic.
That's right. Absolutely right. So a couple of tips that I want to give to everybody out there. One, remember that it's not just email anymore, right? It's SMS, text messages, it's WhatsApp, it's Telegram, it's iMessage. They're coming in all different channels. So like the things that we're used to with email may or may not work on those other channels depending on exactly the tactic they're taking. Here's a very specific tip that I want to give to all of your listeners, Chris. For your family, if you have a family, right, I want you to set up a safe word with all of them. Do it today. Do it right now with your family. It could be a simple word like cloud or frog or orange or whatever. Pick a word that everybody knows. And that way, if somebody's contacting you within your family, it sounds like your child, it looks like your child, and they're in a situation, they're asking you for money, like, hey, A, I'm going to hang up and call you back, and B, what's the code word? That lets you authenticate that person a bit so that you know you're talking with a legitimate member of your family. You're not talking to artificial intelligence.
That's a brilliant idea, too. I was thinking for all of your financial matters, because you know phones are relatively inexpensive versus back in the day, to have a phone number dedicated for just your financial aspects, so that way you're narrowing the signal you're putting out with the phone that you're using for pretty important business.
Yeah, Chris, I would actually add one to that. So having a dedicated phone and phone number is great, but here's a really important one as well. Have a dedicated email that you use, a dedicated Gmail account or some other email account that isn't the one that you use every single day. And why is that? One of the top targets of a scammer is your email. Why? Because if they can get access to your email, think about that for a minute. Every email that you've ever received, they can get a sense of your wealth. They can figure out who your family are, what companies you do business with. It is a goldmine of information, and they can use, once again, artificial intelligence to mine all that information to create an incredibly believable scam that targets you specifically. So using that dedicated email for financials is just as important as a dedicated phone. That's a great tip.
And certainly, too, all it takes is one email to one of your financial aspects, and the scammers, they've got you. They don't even need to bother cracking into the database of the financial institute. If you're not careful, you just open the door and let them walk in. And to learn more about these ideas, as well as the services of Coinbase, which is really, again, another secure way of protecting your financial aspects and doing some wise choices and decisions in your financial life at Coinbase.com. And they keep you updated, too, with the latest information about what we talked about here, other things that they oversee at Coinbase.com/blog. We've been talking with cybersecurity expert, Chief Security Officer of Coinbase, Jeff Lungeloff. Jeff, thanks for the wake-up call, and hopefully a lot of people become a lot more aware of what they're being bombarded with and be a lot more cautious. Thanks again.
Thanks so much for having me, Chris.